I'm presenting an article that I wrote for the National Conference of Bankruptcy Judges' first academic symposium called BAPSIPA at 10, which was an uncelebration of the statute's 10-year anniversary. The heart of the article are interviews I conducted with 53 bankruptcy attorneys, consumer bankruptcy attorneys, about how they survived BAPSIPA and, in the words of one, how they made it work. I begin with this quote by the late Gene Brouwer, who was a passionate advocate for consumer bankruptcy law, saying that the most striking thing about consumer bankruptcy practice is that it exists and it serves low-income and middle-income consumers. In my mind, the most striking thing about consumer bankruptcy after BAPSIPA is that it continues to exist. The news is not all good, right? Attorneys' fees have gone up significantly, and the most comprehensive study to date suggests that BAPSIPA may have played a causal role. In addition, filings have declined, right? Nevertheless, BAPSIPA has not been the complete disaster for the consumer bankruptcy system that many predicted. This presentation considers the questions of why and how bankruptcy avoided disaster. My argument is the key factor in preventing catastrophe is that consumer bankruptcy is a judicial system, not an administrative system. For the most part, bankruptcy lawyers, judges, and other actors want consumer bankruptcy to be effective and made sure that the system continued to run smoothly.